Student's Book, Unit 12, Lesson 3, Exercise 2. Listen to the radio show. Check your answers to Exercise 1.
Hello and welcome to the Literature Show. With us today we have Dr. Gamal El-Shazly, Professor of Literature from Alexandria University, and author Scott Mills, who has recently written a book called Myths and Legends of Our Time. We're going to be talking about the relevance of myths and legends in the 21st century and whether there is a place for them in our fast-paced digital age. Scott, you've spent a lot of time researching the myths for your new book. Are people still interested in these old stories from the past, especially young people? Aren't teens more interested in computer games than Isis and Osiris?
Well, that's an interesting comparison because, after all, many computer games are actually based on the old-fashioned storytelling you find in myths. Teens like playing video games because they offer an escape to fantastic, unreal worlds with characters who have special powers, just like the characters and creatures in many myths. Think of the well-known video game character Maxwell, for example, who has the power to make things exist by writing them in his notebook. I think many people still find myths fascinating, not just young people. They are fantastic stories, which are very entertaining, but they weren't written primarily to entertain, of course. They were written by philosophers with great minds who wanted to pass on knowledge and ideas. And people still read myths and legends today because they talk about timeless and universal themes, which are relevant in both the art of storytelling and in portraying human experience.
And let's not forget their cultural value. Myths and legends give an understanding of the values and perspectives of past cultures. The stories offer clues to how these people lived and the kind of societies they were part of. They also show how much we have in common with long ago. Every culture has its own myths and legends, which reflect the geography, history, and values of that culture. Japanese myths, for example, reflect the fact that Japan is an island nation. The sea and its creatures play an important part in their myths. Each myth you read has something to tell you about the culture of the country the myth comes from.
Well, in spite of our differences, it is good to know that deep down we are all the same. We want to know about our origins, how the world around us works. Thanks to both of you. Next on today's show...